Hey everyone, welcome in my weekly update about marketing and technology. This week, I'm going to talk about a new strategy of Netflix. I'm going to talk about the power of serendipity and how our smartphone can help us to detect skin cancer. Welcome in this new episode. Netflix is working on a new strategy, and the reason why is very simple. The amount of time that people daily spend on the platform is starting to stagnate. On average, people spend about 1 hour on Netflix, and with these figures, they are by far the most successful streaming platform out there. But the amount of growth in time spent on the platform is limited. I mean, we cannot spend 3 hours, or you can spend 3 hours a day on Netflix, but most people will not see that growth. So they think this will stagnate. So they will have to look for more ways or new ways to attract people, because the ultimate goal of Netflix is to make sure that people spend as much time as possible with them, because the correlation with loyalty is extremely, extremely high. So their idea is the gaming industry, which makes a lot of sense, because ask yourself this, who is the biggest competitor of Netflix? Is it Apple TV? Is it Amazon Prime? Is it Disney Plus? Probably not. Probably it's the time that people spend with other digital entertainment. And then gaming is the obvious choice. Probably Fortnite is a bigger competitor for Netflix than Disney Plus is, or definitely than Amazon Prime Video is. So Netflix is looking into the gaming industry. It makes sense for other reasons as well, because there's a clear link between some of the titles of their series and movies and gaming titles. Take The Witcher, for instance, is a popular TV show, but it's also a popular game. And these links will become stronger and stronger. Like, Netflix has a deal now with Sony Pictures that they will be able to put the Sony content earlier on Netflix. But a lot of this new Sony content will be made based on successful games that they have on PlayStation. And this is something that Disney has been doing for decades. They use their IP on multiple platforms. Well, probably the most underestimated IP in the world right now is that of the gaming industry. It's just tipping the opportunities that they can use that IP with outside of the gaming industry. And that's where Netflix comes in. So they are looking into a model where they can offer games and a gaming platform to their users. And at the same time, they're looking closely into the link between gaming IP and TV shows and films. And this is then part of the strategy to make people spend even more time on Netflix in the next couple of years. The amount of serendipity in the world is decreasing. And that's mainly because of the rise of technology that is making decisions for us. And it's also the rise of transparent content. I mean, think about it. When you go to a concert, when you go to a restaurant, when you go to a hotel, to a travel destination, what do? Up front, you dive into everything. You look for YouTube videos of previous concerts to make sure that, you know, that concert is really cool and that it's worth your money. You're checking out all the details of hotels up front to make the best decision possible. And you've seen three-dimensional videos of the Niagara Falls. And then you show up in real life and you're like, okay, it's a rainy day. It looked better in the video. So we're creating our own disappointments because we're so well prepared and there's so much information out there. Now, there was this new study that came out this month in the Journal of Marketing. And basically their conclusion was the average customer is missing out on serendipity in their life. They're missing out on those magic moments when something happens out of the blue as a surprise that makes us happy. They've seen in their study that if you can add a level of serendipity in your customer relation, you can actually make people more satisfied. And there are early signs that companies are starting to play with this. Take Netflix, they installed a shuffle button so you don't know which show you will see. Companies like Stitch Fix, where you can randomly outsource your fashion choice to them. You can say, hey, Stitch Fix, send me a box every month or every quarter with new clothes and you can choose. So then it becomes a surprise to see what's in that box. And what they've seen at Stitch Fix is those customers that ask for a random selection of fashion items, those customers are happier and more satisfied with the result than the customers who actually made the choice of those items themselves. So when we get a surprise, we become happier than when it's predefined. It's like when you're listening to the radio, you know, old-fashioned radio, live radio, and suddenly you hear that song that you had forgotten about, that fantastic magic moment. That's the serendipity that many people are looking for. So in our customer experience strategy, it's perfectly fine to think in terms of customer journeys and processes and all that, and to put as much content out there as possible to convince people to do business with us. But at the same time, it makes a lot of sense to add a flavor of serendipity to your customer experience, and people will thank you for that, and you will make their life better. On Google I/O, their big show where they announced their innovations, one of the things that they announced was that we will be able to use our phones for a device that will be able to scan our skin. The camera in our phone is so great that we will be able to use it to check different parts of our skin that look scary or where we're afraid that there might be something wrong. And then Google will not make the diagnosis, but they will tell you, hey, this doesn't look good. You need to go out there and to see a doctor as soon as possible. And there are different views to this innovation right now. There are a lot of people who are worried and say, yeah, but this is the next episode of Dr. Google, and maybe people will have the wrong assumptions, or maybe the quality will not be good enough and we will miss out things. I personally think it's the other way around. I see many, many opportunities. First of all, in many countries, when you try to go to a dermatologist, it takes ages before you get an appointment. Or for many people, it may be too expensive, or it's too far away, or they just don't like to go to a doctor. So I think if we use our phone as a medical device that actually has the power to do some first scanning to detect if something really bad is happening with your body, if we can broaden up that scope, if we can lower the barriers, the screening that we will have for skin cancer will increase dramatically. And because of that, the people who suffer from it and who unfortunately die from it hopefully will be decreased in the short run. So that's the first advantage. The second advantage is the technology. It's becoming very clear that our phone is going to become part of our partner in healthcare. I often talk about a partner in life in my book, The Offer You Can't Refuse. Well, our phone is going to become a partner in our personal healthcare. And the quality of the camera, the quality of the hardware is so good right now that we're going to have a tool that will be able to make great assessments, and in many cases, often better assessments than a human doctor. And this is not just an app that Google is launching here as a gimmick. It's an app that in Europe actually got approval, that the algorithm is approved by the official instances, and they will, you know, they did a double check and they confirmed that this is a piece of software that can actually be extremely helpful for our own personal healthcare. And this is just one app that they're launching, but I'm convinced in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see many, many of those apps that change the way that we do healthcare. And as a consequence, healthcare will probably become more preemptive, and we will solve a lot of problems before they're really, really bad. And I think that's only something that all of us can support. So guys, this was my weekly update. Please like the video if you enjoyed it, share it with your friends, subscribe to the channel, and most importantly, have a wonderful weekend, everyone. See you again next week for a new episode of Stephen's Week. Take care. Bye-bye.